You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode number 178.5.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Yummy Mummies, I'm interrupting. Ooh, your best of series, because I was recording a podcast for Tuesday, 2 days ago, and it was going on and on and on. So I was like, oh, middle of the podcast. I'm like, this is going to have to be a two-parter. So this is the second part. You don't have to go listen to Tuesdays if you haven't listened, because I will make this totally relevant for you. But we are talking about why most diets don't work and the right way to lose weight for the last time. Now, this doesn't mean that you've been wrong. It just means that we are being fed the wrong solutions. So most diets don't work because they don't get to the underlying root cause. Most diets don't work because they are not treating the actual problem. So if you want to lose weight for the last time, and you're ready to do it right now, go to lauraconley.com, click work with me, and sign up, because we are starting Tuesday, April 16th. We're going to lose weight for last time. Guys, it's literally guaranteed. You either lose weight or your money back. I mean, literally, what do you have to lose? I will give you your money back, I promise. But guess what? You're not going to want it back because you're going to lose weight. So I say this all the time. If you could go to Anthropologie right now and buy you off of the shelf at your dream come true weight, for cost of the program is $5,900. For $5,900, would you? Yes, there'd be a time lapse, but who cares? If the answer is yes, that's it. You have your answer. Yes, you're going to have to take a leap of faith. So why don't most diet works? Because they're not treating what we treat inside the Yummy Mummy. We treat your hunger hormones. We treat your mindset, literally neuroplasticity. We talked about this in the last episode, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. This episode, we're going to do a lot of FAQs, and we're going to hear from a lot of clients and just questions that they've had for me when they were on the fence, like real-time conversations, real live conversations. So the root is your hunger hormones aren't balanced. Your mindset is not dialed. You have a diet brain. You don't have a yummy mummy mind. It's totally normal. Again, nothing is wrong with you. This is just the air that we breathe. You probably are using food for things other than hunger, like comfort or stress relief, also not bad or wrong. So we're probably a little bit of an emotional eater. That's a good thing, because that means we could solve for it. Probably don't have daily accountability, and you probably don't have fun love. You're probably not loving the process. You're probably not loving yourself. You're probably not loving your body. And we learn to do all of that in the Yummy Mummy. Those are the solves. Those are the solutions. That's how we actually do it. Now, people always ask me, like, but what's the actual plan? Like, how am I actually going to do that? Like, well, that all sounds nice, but like, give me the scoop. Like, what does that mean? The second week of the Yummy Mummy, we are going to work together to create your perfect plan, a plan that you love. I'm going to give you recommendations, and you can pick a couple things from my big, long list of recommendations. I don't recommend you do all of it. I recommend lowest, most effective dose. So you're going to pick a couple things and you're going to go for it. Most of my clients will do something along the lines of no processed sugar, no flour. One of my clients is like, what if we called it flour-free or sugar-free? So it's not so like harsh. And I was like, oh my God, that's so great. So you could call flour-free, sugar-free. There's hundreds of foods that you can eat if you're not eating processed sugar and flour. And P.S., these white floury, white powdery substances were invented within the last couple hundred years. We don't need these substances as humans. And most of my clients will do a joy eat or a yummy mummy munchie once a week. So they love what they're eating. So we're going to craft a plan that balances your hunger hormones based on this recommendation. And then you're going to learn how to want to follow through on that plan. And you're actually going to love the plan. I'm not kidding you guys. My clients love the way that they eat so much more than the way that they used to eat. Even if you take all of the benefits, all of the weight loss benefits out of it, they love the way that they eat because of their energy, because of their zest, because of the way it feels in their body, because of all of the health benefits. That is like the how. Like, we are going to create a plan that you actually genuinely love. And if that feels scary, like breaking up with sugar and flour feels scary, it's okay. These substances are designed to get us addicted. I promise you, after a week or two of not being on them, you are going to feel so much better. And you're going to be like, oh, I can't even believe I was like freaking out about it. And again, we still make space and room for having our favorite things. So if your favorite thing has sugar or flour in it, like, it's fine. What did I just have this last week? Oh, French toast. My husband makes this like dreamy French toast. There's room for French toast. There's room for pancakes. There's room for pizza. It just can't be every day, all day. It just has to be in a way that works for your future self, for your goals. Okay. So let's dive into some of the conversations that I've been having or have had in the past. Okay. This was an anonymous message. It says, I doubt I can do this for 6 months, especially over the summer. Food and wine, haha, is like the best part of summer with my family. I say, I feel you. Surprisingly, I actually recommend that you don't give up the wine. I'm going to teach you how to eat what you want and weigh what you want. I'd argue that now is the best time to do this. You don't want to lose weight in a pristine container because when you do that, you don't have the skills you'll need to overcome real life obstacles. I'll teach you how to navigate the summer, whatever it is, the summer, holidays, vacation with pleasure and lose weight. I know you guys, sometimes when I'm talking, it does sound too good to be true. My client the other day, she was just talking about the Yummy Mummy. She's like, I sound like an infomercial. I sound crazy. I sound ridiculous, but it's true. I also say to that question, the best part, you'll have the confidence and the knowing that you can handle any holiday, any vacation, anything. Trust me, this will be the best summer season of your life when you sign up. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Okay, another question we got. I saw that you offer a guarantee. How does that work? Ooh, such a good question. So I say you either lose weight through the Yummy Mummy method, easy and simple, or your money back. You must complete the 5 to 10 minute daily practice, the weekly 10 to 60 minute homework, and the calls and the lessons. They're fun. They're eye-opening. They're very helpful. They're epiphany central, connection driven. I try to make the coaching calls and the lessons very entertaining because I want you guys to look forward to them. And you do. My clients do. I say, my clients genuinely love doing the work and they say that the Yummy Mummy method is the easiest and simplest way they've ever lost weight. And the best part, it's permanent. Okay. What else do we have on here? Oh, this is so fun. Because I just have all these on my phone, all these screenshots of whatever, questions, testimonials. So we're just kind of going through my phone together. It's really fun. So my client just said to me, Leonora, she goes, as a coach myself, it can be hard for me to trust other coaches because there can be the nagging question, would I do it in this way? I quickly learned that you top the list of amazing coaches I've ever seen in action. I'm 100% comfortable placing my full trust in you and your process. It's not a long list of people about whom I would say that. Oh my God, that is just so kind. It like literally gives me the chills. She says, YMX goes where no other weight loss program goes, deep into our brains, the deep recesses we never look at. Ah, she says, I mean it with every fiber of my being when I tell you that I don't know anyone better at their job than you are at yours. Oh my God, this really makes me cry. It's a joy to behold and a privilege to learn from you. So sweet. Okay, another question coming in anonymously, right? The AMAs. So if you're looking on YouTube, you could see I'm like showing you guys my phone. Like we're literally going through this together. I'm nervous that I start now. Oh yeah. Before my vacation that I will fail because there is so much going on. How does the Yummy Mummy help me make sure I can do the program while going through the summer, going through the holidays, going through my vacation? I'm scared. So this is similar, right? I say, see a few posts back, similar question. I say, also, we always have a lot going on. One of the best benefits of the YMX is learning and knowing how to put yourself first without guilt or shame. You'll know it's not selfish, but actually selfless. You can't pour from an empty cup. I mean, you can, but it sucks and you'll burn out. So let's learn to fill it. Lose weight for the last time and love your life. Seriously, that should be the tagline because it's not just about weight loss. It's about loving. Like, what is the point of the weight loss if you don't love your life? Like, literally, you come out unrecognizable on the other side. It says, I really love your podcast and posts and want to work with you, but I'm afraid it'll be too hard with the summer. Oh my God, we're getting a lot of the same objections. oh, I'm always so weak at this time. I said, you want to go through this time in your life inside the Yummy Mummy so you learn how to be strong this year and every year moving forward. Okay, next question. How do I know this will be the thing that finally works for me? I say, because it's actually new and different. If you work it, it works, plain and simple. And the work is fun and simple and doable. I talked about this earlier, right? We use hormone balance, neuroplasticity, emotional intelligence, daily accountability, and fun as a strategy and being your own BF. We don't count. We don't overexercise. We don't use deprivation. We don't do meal prep. We don't change our social lives. Again, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Now we get, how do I know this will be the thing that finally works for me? I said, it's also risk-free. You either lose weight or your money back, but it'll work. That's a promise. You're not a special unicorn. I thought I was broken until I discovered what I teach you. You really can do it. Let's see. What else do we have, you guys? Oh, is your program just another diet? I think you guys know by now that it's not, but my answer is nope. It is the anti-diet. It's the antidote to everything you've tried. It's a lifelong practice you learn to apply and love that gives you the result of weighing what you want and food freedom. So true. Oh, it's so good. I love sometimes reading what I wrote. I'm like, this is so good. This is amazing. Oh my God. Okay. So I had somebody DM me about one of these questions about like, this isn't going to work for me. I'm worried. And then my client said, I was a solid zero on a 1 to 10 scale of if I thought I could lose the weight. And I joined and I did it. Realizing I was wrong about what that was the best thing ever. And that belief you gain in yourself translates to every other area of your life and it lasts a lifetime. That was from my client in response to one of those anonymous questions. Okay. Another question. You guys see the disbelief? It's so normal. The doubt, it's so normal. I really don't think I can lose the weight. Should I join if I really don't believe in myself? And I say, this is exactly why you should join. I teach you how to believe. You borrow my belief in you until you can grow your belief as you're getting the results. No one believes when they join. Take a leap of faith. Keyword, faith. Join. I got you. Okay. What else do we got, you guys, in the vault? These are so fun to read. When I'm having a bad day, I should go through these and read them. Somebody commented on one of my posts. Sarah, my client, she says, best money I've ever spent. Also, I shared with my mom the coaching you gave me this week, and she was blown away. That Laura is so smart. I would shout it from the rooftops if I could. All the ways this program has changed my life the last 3 years. Ugh, that's like a paycheck for me. Like, that's how I get paid in those words. Seriously. Okay. Oh, then you guys want to know what's a fun thing that I did on my Instagram? I asked the Yum Moms. I said, Yum Moms, what would you tell somebody trying to decide on the YMX? So a Yum Mom responded, let's see. She says, how much did you spend on kids camps last year? You can spend money on yourself too. You guys, you do not even want to do like know the math. I think we're spending almost 10K on kids camps this year because it's like our childcare, but snarly. OMG. It's so expensive. So be willing to invest in you. I promise it's the best gift you can give your family. Another Yum Mom says, when I ask the question, what would you tell someone trying to decide on the YMX? Do it. You won't regret it. Someone else says, this program is worth every penny and more. Do it. Scared. You're worth it. Someone else says, there are literally zero reasons to not do it. The rest of your life is on the other side. Someone else says, this is your year. Someone else says, do it now. It will change your entire brain and life and you'll lose a crap ton of weight. Someone else says, you're going to lose weight for sure, but you're also going to learn to love you and that's priceless. Someone else says, you don't have to believe that you can do it. Just trust that you deserve to try and get in there. Oh my God, this workshop that I did on Sunday with my friend Nicole, her theme for the workout part, she always has a theme to her class because she leads workouts. She always has a really cool theme or intention for the group. And the theme was know your worth and act accordingly. I was like, oh, that's so good. I got to tell the Yum Moms, right? Know your worth or at least borrow my belief in your worth or somebody else that really loves you unconditionally. Borrow their belief in your worth because you are so worthy. It's not... Worthiness is not up for debate. It's not up for grabs. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. It's a thing that's not a thing. You just are. Oh, okay. Another client says, once you're in, you will start to believe and you will do it. If I did it, you can too. Another client says, best money I've ever spent. Husband has co-signed this. Okay. We could go on and on. There's so much fun in here. Okay, let's see. There was another client. Oh my God, I love this. Okay, guys, here's some more questions. What is the time commitment like? Short answer, less time than you are spending now without actually solving the problem at the root. Longer answer, a few hours a week. You'll have a super fun lesson, a coaching call, and some enjoyable and light homework. My bet is that you'll actually look forward to doing the experience. No need to meal prep or work out unless you already do that and love it. I say, oh, another question coming in. What results do people usually see? Depends on the individual. We get clients that want to lose 5 to 10 pounds, and we get clients that want to lose 100+ pounds. We get clients that decide to lose faster and clients that decide on purpose to lose slower. I help you create what's right for you, and then we craft a plan that works for you and your current lifestyle. I'd say the average is around 1 to 2 pounds a week. I also always say that the fastest way to lose weight is to let it be slow. It's really not slow in the end because it's permanent. We're not in a rush. We're not doing this in a pressure cooker. You guys, and that translates to so many other areas of your life. If you've ever played the when-then game, like when I weigh XYZ or when I make XYZ, then I'll feel confident. Then I'll feel relief. Then I'll feel... No. We are going to really learn to enjoy the process and to enjoy our lives. And that's one of the reasons that this method makes the weight loss permanent. Another question, do I have to track anything? I'm so burnt out on tracking and dieting. I say, nope. I ask you to loosely write down what you eat. Takes 2 minutes for awareness. And so that if you hit a plateau, I can help you navigate how to move through using the data. No need to weigh or measure or count macros or anything like that. There's scientific proof that if you lovingly self-monitor, you're much more likely to hit your goals. But we don't have to self-monitor in like a psychotic way. It's not sustainable. Have you tracked macros? Have you tracked calories? You will give up eventually. It's so tedious. Okay, we have a question. What does the program include? A money-back guarantee that you lose weight. Weekly aha. You can't see what you can't see. Coaching, a weekly lesson that contains a tool that you haven't learned before, a private community that will become a favorite friend group, a private podcast and private portal, a Slack workspace where you can get written coaching 24/7, also contains channels for resources, celebrations, challenges, discussions, and more, daily accountability, hard and soft copy of your yummy mummy journal and workbook. Oh, it's like chock full. It's so good. I want to do this. Another question is, I've never had a coach before. What does coaching entail? Okay, so reasons to have a coach. Let's see. Oh, it says reasons you need the Yum Mom as your coach. We won't let you quit or throw in the towel, no matter what, aka daily accountability. We also show you what you can't see. Think of any other area of your life where you've had a coach. Same applies here. Like, think about a sport, right? We have coaches in sports. Think about executives. They all have business coaches. Why? Because they want to get better, because they want to learn. They want to see what they can't see. Another reason why you're going to want the Yum Mom coaching team, which is me and my assistant coach, Rose, who's freaking so good, so talented. I say, we cheer you on and pick you up and hold your hand. I say, we help you craft endless strategies for the obstacles that you come up against, obstacles that you previously thought had no solutions for. We provide unconditional love and a safe space. We normalize challenges that feel unique and like you might be alone. Ultimately, we make it impossible for you to not create your dream weight. Or another way is we make it possible for you to get to your dream come true weight. I say, you've already tried doing it on your own. This doesn't work. Guys, we're humans. We're supposed to do things in community, in groups. I also say we coach you on your mind, emotions, and actions. Most programs just coach on actions, and that's why you haven't gotten to where you want to go yet. All right. What else we got in the vault? What else we got in the vault? I think this is really good. I spoke to this a little bit at the beginning, but one of my clients, right before she signed up, she was emailing me. She goes, what is the basic nutrition plan you use? I can lose weight on low carb, but I just can't stick to it. So I don't want to do that again. Is it mainly portion control? Or I say, I teach blood sugar balance. We will create a custom protocol that works for you that balances your hunger hormones through blood sugar balance, which makes it easy to release weight in a sustainable and permanent way. My clients all love their unique individualized protocols because they work. They feel good in their bodies, they are energized, and they weigh what they want. Let me know if you have any other questions. She says, it sounds a bit too good to be true. Meanwhile, she's like totally crushing it in the program. She goes, I'm working with a coach now who also focuses on blood sugar balance. I am not that good at reading my body's signals, so not sure that I can create my own plan on a group call. I can get to the part where I know I'm not really hungry. Then I just eat anyways, unless I'm doing something super structured, low carb or Weight Watchers, which is easy to follow, but it can only last a few months. I think she's been in my program now for over a year and just crushing. I say, I agree. I do think it sounds too good to be true too. I say, I will help you read your body's signals, and I offer support with glucometers, CGMs, like continuous glucose monitors, if we need to go that route, but most likely we won't. I help you find out why you're eating when you're not hungry and then how to solve for that. You get all the attention that you need. So you're not creating your plan just on one group call. We're going back and forth if you need the support. Trust me, it's very step-by-step. It's systematized. No one's ever had an issue with it. A lot of you guys probably just want me to give you a plan, like a prescription, but again, it doesn't work. You've already tried that. So you're going to have to take a risk. It's going to feel risky because what's familiar to you is other people giving you a prescription, giving you a plan. That doesn't work. You have to co-create the plan with me so that you are bought in. I'm going to teach you the science behind why I suggest what I do. And then you are going to make educated guesses and go and test it while you're losing weight and then retest and retest and retest. And then you will have your plan that you love all the while you're losing weight. I say, no pressure, but it works, plain and simple. I also don't want to convince you. I want you to do it only if you want to do it. And that's for you guys listening too. Like, I don't want to convince you. I just want you to do it if you want to do it. I want to share the information that I have so that you can make a well-informed decision that's right for you. I love this thread, you guys. It's so good because she's like so real. So she goes to me, okay, but what if I just really like eating ice cream bars at 9 p.m. when I'm bored and I'm afraid that dieting again will just suck all the joy out of my life? Oh my God. I love it. I say, such a good question. I love it. I say, maybe you can eat an ice cream bar every night and still lose weight for the last time. I teach you how to test this. I say, maybe boredom is not a problem that needs to be solved with ice cream? Question mark. I teach you how to handle boredom, right? None of us are taught how to handle our emotions, right? We're taught to fix them, to escape them. We're going to learn that in the Yummy Mummy. I said, this is not a diet. I mean, you could call it that if you want, but what I teach is a forever practice. And then I ask her, what is joy? Is it ice cream? Is it feeling good in your body? Maybe you can have both. Maybe you can't. I say, my guess is there is more joy to be had when you are done with all of this. But I also don't know you and your specific struggles. But this is true for my clients. There is more joy on the other side of using food to solve boredom. It is better, not worse. Oh, it's so good. I say, it's a win-win. This all depends on what you want. If you want real joy, freedom from diet culture and food, freedom from food and body drama, and you want to weigh your dream weight, this is your program. I say, curious what your specific problem. Why is it a problem? What do you want more than anything? So she goes on, she says, I think my problem is that I'm wasting too much time feeling unhappy about my body. I'm tired of thinking about what to eat, and I already know every diet theory backwards and forwards. Yeah, I hear that. I really wish I could just feel good about my body at this weight, but I know that losing, again, about 15 pounds makes me feel so much better. Although, even when I get to my lowest, I'm always thinking that just a few more pounds would really be great. I'm also thinking, please don't screw it up, and then I screw it up. I really just don't want to waste any more time thinking about weight loss, but I've really tried so many things. And every time I think this will be the one that works forever, I'm 46, I just don't know if I can really stop eating mindlessly when I'm sad, bored, happy, celebrating, rebelling, any emotion possible. I remember this one time losing about 15 pounds and being so happy I decided to treat myself to a chocolate croissant. I want to feel good about myself and live a big life with friends and family. I want to be fearless when I go out or on vacation that I can be satisfied food-wise but also not overeat. This is so gratifying, you guys, to read this because I know where she is now and she has this. This is so good. Oh. She says, thanks for all the replies so I could see that you're a real person. She said, I just signed up. Oh, that's so fun. Okay. So we keep kind of going back and forth, But you get the gist, right? You probably see yourself in her. I love that she's so real. Like, but what if I just want to eat ice cream bars? Yeah, I know. That was me too, for sure. 100%. Okay. So let's just talk through a couple more questions that people tend to have. Okay. So oftentimes people have hangups around the money and they're just not sure, like, is it worth it? We're going to talk about the money objection, which is, again, so normal. I think a lot of us haven't spent this kind of money on ourselves, right? And so I think, like, really only you get to decide, like, only you know if being done, if you weighing your dream weight, if you being free from food is worth $5,900, right? I honestly, and I think this is true for my clients, like, I can't even put a price on the freedom that I have now. Like, it is, to me, it's worth 10 times $5,900, right? Like, and then think about it. We talked about this a little bit, but think about all the things you spend $5,900 on, a vacation or three vacations or a bathroom remodel or your kid's summer camp or a handbag or two handbags or a semester at school or your kid's dental work, right? Like, what if this is something like you actually need? Maybe this investment in your health is worth the same or more than the bathroom upgrade. Again, only you can decide this. Like, it's really up to you. So I want you to spend time thinking about it. Again, there is a money back guarantee, right? And then I also love to encourage you to think about the cost of saying no. Like, what is the opportunity cost? Like, they use that term in business, I think. But, like, what is the life cost? Like, by saying no, what are you saying yes to? You're saying yes to the same, right? So I really want to encourage you to think about the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You really do have to do something different. And that is why signing up is scary. But the price you're paying by not solving this is high. Like, your health is on the line. Your confidence is on the line. Your presence is on the line. Consider, right, the priceless time being wasted just on overthinking your food choices, or the priceless mental space, like, over-calculating calories. I know I was always doing that, like, constantly calculating, constantly trying to figure out, how am I going to get a second workout in? What about, like, oh, this was like my client. She's like, my kids just notice how much more present I am. They say I'm more talkative because she's present. She's not missing those priceless moments. The cost of not solving this is truly high. And I actually want you to explore it because it'll help you make a decision that you feel good about. And then think about it. Like, think about in 6 months, like, take yourself to September, October. Where will you be in 6 months? You'll be in the same place unless you try something new or different. Like, I mean, most likely, data shows, right? We'll be in the same exact place. We kind of talked about this, but people always ask, like, what if it doesn't work for me? It's so normal. We have been burned by diet culture. We have tried all the things and all the things have failed us. Like, the system is failed, not you. You're not a failure. But the Yummy Mommy Experience really works for everyone. Everyone, right? And again, the only reason I give the money back guarantee is to help you believe that this will work. So it gets you over the hump. So it's like, okay, you can tell your brain, calm down. It really is risk-free. I just want to help you to calm down and make a decision that feels right and aligned for you. But truly, again, I will happily give you your money back. Okay, a lot of people have hesitations around the group. And I also get it, right? Very, very normal. I used to do a lot of one-on-one coaching. And what I found is that I was doing one-on-one and group at the same time. But the group was so much better. We were getting results faster, right? If you're nervous, like, you can hang back. You don't have to engage right off the bat. But in a week or two, you'll feel right at home. I think being in the group is really disarming. You'll feel like, I promise you, the way that I set it up, you guys, I've been leading groups for 12 years. You know, I have a little experience. You will feel like you belong in no time, right? You might have things that you feel like are embarrassing, or these challenges that, like, you feel alone in. No, they're all normal. And you'll see that in the group. it's so great because, right, we're going through the same thing. So you'll get the strategies that people will get when they're having challenges, and you also get to celebrate and feel inspired by other people's celebrations. It's so, so cool. Oh, this goes back to doubt and disbelief, right? Like just being scared. And I just say, definitely, right? It's a big investment, right? And so of course, because you haven't solved it, your belief is shaky, right? Of course it's low. So the feeling of fear in your body is just a vibration, and it's our lower brain. Honestly, you guys, our lower brain has not evolved to meet us in 2024. It thinks doing the MMM experience is honestly like a danger. It's like, it thinks it's like a tiger. But I want to encourage you, like the feeling of fear is, it does mean you're doing it right, right? Because it's something different. And that is what you need. Your brain likes familiar. It will keep you in the familiar, even if it's detrimental to your future, to your health, to your life, to everything you want. It doesn't care. Familiar is queen in your brain. I say just bring your fear. Pack your fear on up, put it in your cute purse, and come on. Nobody signs up with some or a lot of fear, doubt, disbelief. Nobody, no one. Everybody's like, hearts are beating out of their chest. Their palms are sweaty. They're like in tunnel vision. Yeah, it's normal. So again, that's the part where you're going to have to borrow my belief in you that you can do this. We're going to get you across that finish line. Oh, this is a good question. I heard the mention of no flour, no sugar several times. Is that what you teach? I tried that with the Whole 30 6 years ago, and that's honestly what started the spiral. Do you eliminate food groups? Ooh, I also remember this client and she had crazy good success too. So the answer to that question is what I say, like, while some clients choose to do that, it's not necessary. I teach that all foods are neutral. I definitely don't teach that you have to remove entire food groups. And then I go on to say, like, I do say sugar and flour are not food groups. They're not. Like, you do not need them in order to live. But there's room for them in the way that you eat. I also teach you how to create a protocol that you love and you can follow and that creates weight loss. No sugar, no flour, or sugar-free, flour-free can make it easier for your hunger hormones and all other hormones, right? Your hunger hormones affect your sex hormones, all of your hormones. So it can make it easier for you to balance your hunger hormones. It helps to eliminate cravings and emotional hunger. My clients honestly are obsessed with no sugar, flour. So am I. Like, I just feel my best. I don't get hangry, but it's not required, right? You don't have to do it that way. And if you do decide to let go of some foods that might not be serving you, like, I can help you with your mindset that you, so that you don't feel like you're spiraling, so that you don't feel like you're being deprived, right? I teach you tools so that you feel like you're in full control. And that, of course, leads to you weighing what you want. Okay. What about your partner, your husband, your wife, your person? Like, how do we get them on board? Oh my God. P.S. I have an episode with the husbands. I interviewed the husband. It was so fun. So this question is like, if you're in, but maybe they're not. So I, of course, talk to my husband every time I make a big financial decision. Like, honestly, I want you talking to your person because duh, right? But before you do it, I want you to decide if you really want to do this or not. Because when you meet your partner with conviction, usually they will match that energy versus going in hesitant, unsure. Your husband, your partner, your wife will meet you with the same hesitation. So ultimately, if this is what you want, and again, only you can decide that, you will figure, I believe in you. And I put that responsibility and onus back on my clients. Like, you will figure out a way to work it out. Like, I remember when the first time I signed up for a pricey coaching program, it was $18,000. And I almost fell out of my chair when I found out the price. But then moments later, I was like, but I have to figure this out. I have to do this. Like, oh, I have to. I mean, and it was so worth it. I'm so glad I figured it out. I had to get creative. I had to get resourceful, but I figured it out. When you want something, you're going to figure out a way to make it work. I mean, I've had clients do the craziest shit, like sell stuff, get a side hustle, like get really creative, find money where they didn't know there was money. It's bananas. What about if you're not sure if it's the right time? Like, what about if you're like, I just don't know if I'm ready? I love talking about this because we talked about this a little bit before, right? There's never a right time. There's no such thing as ready. Ready is a decision. Ready is a decision. Ready doesn't happen to you. You get to decide, right? And again, I don't want you signing up when you have a pristine container because then you don't get all the strategies. What about if you feel like you just don't have the time? I think this is a really normal thing that can come up. I would just offer that your weight and all the drama around it, diet mentality, is taking up so much time already that we don't even know. Like when you're free from this and you have the bandwidth inside your mental, like an emotional being, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, I promise that investing in this will give you such a beautiful ROI. Like it is exponential. So something I'll tell people that are like, I don't have enough time. I'm like, okay, have you checked your like screen time on your phone? Just check that. Spend that time on this. You have it. It's there. You just got to carve it out. I actually do teach a module called Time and Weight because I do think it's helpful to learn about time management so that you can carve your activities into it, right? Okay, you guys, I think we've covered a lot. So if you have more questions, if I haven't gotten to answer your question, just reach out. You can, you know what? I just got a phone number that you can text me. How freaking fun is that? Okay, so if you want to text me your question, you totally can. Are you guys ready for my number? Okay, it's 720-996-9400. You could text me any of your questions. Of course, you can email me, slide into my DMs, whatever you want. You can text me if you want. But the last question is like, I have tried so many things. This is similar to another question, but I think that is so valid. But your past honestly is irrelevant in terms of like what you can create in your future. Don't use your past as evidence as to whether or not you can be successful in the future. And I mean, in weight loss, in any other area. I feel like that is really very thorough. So text me, boo. Or if you're ready to sign up, you can go to lauraconley.com, click work with me, get in there, you guys. So you have to sign up before April 16th because we start on April 16th. So we want to get you all ready. So sign up by April 15th or very latest, the morning of April 16th, but get your booty in there, have your conversations, get it dialed. And again, if you have any questions, I'm happy to hop on a call with you. The link for my calendar is also in the show notes as well. So I hope you have the absolute best week ever, and I will talk to you soon. Hopefully inside the Yummy Mummy. Woo! I love you all. Have the best week ever. Bye. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that on Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.